Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Ah, new season. The opening night of the Big Ten later tonight at UGym, 7 o'clock. Northwestern comes calling. And some more good news. The Cats are not ranked. 8 Big Ten clubs are, including numbers 1 and 2 at the top, Nebraska and Minnesota. Northwestern 7 and 5. They've split their last 10. Hoosiers of Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan. City 11 and 2. They're 6 and 1 in the friendly confines. And by the way, it's a redout tonight. I tell you, these fresh faces are continuing to impress through the first 13 games. The Hoosier Frosh, like Hayden Hubers, among other freshmen in the Big Ten. She ranks first in hitting percentage, third in aces, fifth in blocks. That's just an example. Sherry enters her 10th Big Ten season tonight with something in her column that's been lacking, depth. And as she was telling me,
it was good to see some, you know, we need more depth. We've said that over the last few years. And to have that depth come through in some people that we didn't know would actually produce for us, and that's really nice to see for the future.
Sherry, talk to me overall as you have had a chance to look at the video. How was the rhythm? How was the hitting efficiency for the first three games?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're happy as we all watched the video, and we've watched it pretty extensively, the coaching staff. We weren't as happy with the just our side of the net. What we see in practice, we weren't seeing the transfer as much as we wanted to. Our hitters, a little bit more. We saw the pace pick up and things like that, but we've been working on defense. I mean, it's extensive how much we've worked on defense, and we didn't see that probably transfer as much. So that'll be on us. You know, the one thing I'll say about this team, they care a lot. They're very competitive. They're learners.
Well, they did win 2 out of 3, losing to Arkansas State, but yet they won the Hoosier Classic. Hoosiers and Northwestern, Big Ten, 0-0, everybody, starting at 7, red out. Go Hoosiers. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, with what's ahead the first two Saturdays of October, Michigan State and Ohio State, you best believe the Hoosiers' Coach Kevin won a perfect end to a 3-game non-conference season with a win over Dave Clawson's Wake Forest Demon Deacons come Saturday. They come calling 3-0. Coach Kevin told us he likes how they're playing as a team. Indiana hopes to be 3-0 Saturday night, and while, well, maybe this is only the second meeting ever with the Deacons on the football field, the familiarity could come down to a Kevin Wilson and staff check plus in the Hoosiers' corner.
It's the second time we've played this team, but it's 5 years in a row I've seen them, because in 2013 we opened up early with Bowling Green, which meant we studied the 2012 Bowling Green team, which was Coach Clawson's team, so we watched the 2012 season getting ready for the opener, and then we played Bowling Green. And then we played Wake last year, 2015, with that early. I mean, we watched the 2014 Wake Forest team. So we've studied this team for 5 years. We've seen them play a lot of football. Their defense, Coach Echo's defense, is extremely stout, extremely strong against the run, pressuring the quarterback. They have been. They were at Bowling Green. It's been a coach that I've respected in the way they've played. Had my eye on him as a coach for a long time. Thought he's just an awesome coach. His kids play hard. You look at the way Louisville's playing. I think last year their Louisville game was, 19-17? They played them late in the year. I mean, they go toe-to-toe with those guys. You know, you watch those guys play, shut out Clemson in the second. Hey, watch them how they play against us last year. I mean, you know, they basically have what was their second-team quarterback, Kendall, who actually won the job this year. But last play of the game, they're throwing it in the end zone. So again, a lot of respect for the team. They're a solid team, great on defense. They're playing great in a kicking game. Their kicker's going to kick it about 8 yards deep. Playing team football, and they've had 3 really good team wins. A good team.
Well, they are a good team. They're 3-0. And Kevin looking to make it 9 straight non-conference opponents in the win column during the regular season come Saturday, 3:30 on the Big Ten Network. Reds Cubs at 8:10 tonight from Wrigley. I'm Joe Smith.